Nein.
Excited to share with you some of the things we've been learning in preschool. Not all of our kids are here today. Some of them are off Christmasing other places, hopefully not snowed in anywhere. But the kids that are here are very excited to share with you. We've been talking a lot about the true meaning of Christmas and the Christmas story. But before we got to all of that, we wanted to start off where everything started and find out how we got here and how that all began. And the answer to that is found in Genesis. So the kids would like to share one thing that they're thankful for with you today.
I love my candy and my pop.
Should be most thankful for, and that is baby Jesus. So we'd like to tell you the story of the very first Christmas.
Says, there's no room for more.
that was happening in the stable, I just
They were watching over their sheep, and who came to visit those shepherds?
The angels.
The angels came, and here's what the angels told them. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who were lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child, and all that they heard, and were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Right, we hope you enjoyed the Christmas story told by our preschoolers. We have one more song to share with you before we turn the stage over to our other friends.
Let's have one more round of applause. Thank you so much to Luke and Kramer and Meyer teaching them. And I should have said this ahead of time. You know, if you want to get a better angle, you know, come and take a picture. You know, like that commercial where people are fighting to get up front? Go ahead. You know, come on up front if you need to get closer to take a picture or a video. I saw Mrs. Spears doing that with her little one. I noticed up there. She was watching her little one doing the same thing that Mrs. Spears has done over in Fowlerville for many years, leading that preschool program. We are going to take our offering, but please, if you are visiting with us, please pass this along. This is for those that would consider Heritage their home church. Please just pass the plate along. But as Alex, and I think I saw Preston in here, could you guys come up and help us out with our offering? And I did this on purpose a little bit to make a little plug. We have a live nativity tonight. Their program. Let's give them a big hand.
Thank you.
on Sunday mornings, and some of them come on Mondays after school to our E-Zone program here. And so we're really glad that they could come together, and we just have so much cuteness going on this morning, and I know that they're going to continue to do that.
Welcome to our Christmas program. Our program is called Christmas Is.
Away in a manger, the little crib for the bed. Christmas is angels filling the sky, praising the Lord and on earth and on high.
Glory to God in the highest.
Christmas is special, don't you agree? For Jesus, God's Son, came for you and me. John 3:16. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Today is Christmas, but it feels like Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful, and here's what I'll do. Thank you, God, for Jesus' birth, bringing from us to the earth. The wise men came to worship the Christ child long ago. We also worship Jesus because we love him so much.
Thank you.
Or Superman or Spider-Man or my favorite, Captain Caveman, or Matlock, or Magnum P.I., or whoever, I know I'm dating myself here, but whoever comes in and delivers them from that situation. There's something in us that loves a rescue. And God is in the rescuing business. And that's because we're made in the image of God. That's ingrained in our hearts as well to want to know about and see that a rescue. And so I encourage you to come out. You know, that's part of the great rescue is Jesus' birth. It was the beginning of this great rescue story. As he came, as we, whether we know it or not, we're under this penalty of sin, and there's nothing we can do to get out of the situation, and we need somebody to come in and rescue us. And that's what Jesus did when he came on Christmas, or what we celebrate on Christmas, when he came in and rescued us. So I encourage you to come and take part in within the live nativity, and we'll have the Bible readings, and we'll be, the actors will be moving around a little bit and trying to keep the donkeys in their place. I also want to invite you, if you've got a little program, Christmas Eve candlelight service at 7 o'clock right here. We'll have a Christmas Eve candlelight service and continue that rescue story, right? Because Jesus didn't just stay where he was born, but he came to live and to teach and to heal and to touch and then to die for us as well. So I encourage you to come, come have your Christmas Eve dinner and then come have dessert here. Okay? We'll have lots of desserts. Okay, a little side note. If you're a regular at Heritage United Brethren, please bring a dessert that night. All the rest of you just got to look behind the curtain of the organizational structure of Heritage right there. So that's how that works. All right. I encourage you, please, to come tonight, come Christmas Eve, and if we can ever partner with you in any other way, with encouraging your kids as they're growing in their faith and Christ-likeness, we'd love to be able to do that. Let's have our worship team come back up front, and we are going to conclude our time here together with worshiping the King as well. And again, just thank you so much for coming, and thank you for supporting your kids, grandkids, friends, nieces, nephews in this way. Continue to do that.